The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Earlier this month, the South Carolina Department of Health and Environmental Control and Governor Henry McMaster encouraged residents to learn more about the use and availability of monoclonal antibodies, a treatment proven to be effective in holding off serious illness from COVID-19. One of the gentlemen who played a big role in that was State Senator Josh Kimbrell. He joins us on our guest line this morning. Good morning, Senator. How are you?
Joey, good morning. I'm doing well. Hope you are.
I am wonderful. Thank you. Now, bring us up to date, because you shared with me a few weeks ago a letter that you had sent to DHEC. Talk with us about this, the monoclonal antibodies treatment, why it's important, and why our listeners need to know about this.
Well, Joey, this is the single most effective FDA-approved treatment on the market for people who've already contracted the virus. Now, I want to be clear. I'm not a person that supports mandates, and you know that. I don't support all these vaccine mandates. However, I have personally said that I think the vaccine is safe to take and that people should be voluntarily willing to take it if they feel like it. They shouldn't be forced to take it.
Sure.
But even then, people are sometimes still getting sick and coming down with the Delta variant, et cetera, even though they've been vaccinated. Some folks just aren't comfortable taking the vaccine, and I get that and respect it. So yeah. For whatever reason, whether you're vaccinated or not, people are still contracting COVID. And once you do, the most effective way to reverse the symptoms quickly, particularly with people with underlying conditions, is this Regeneron monoclonal antibody treatment. And it amazes me that this has become so politicized that the DHHS in Washington wants to stymie and choke off the availability of this life-saving drug. And we're fighting here to try to expand it in South Carolina, because this works. If within the first 10 days of a COVID diagnosis, it has the ability to reverse the symptoms relatively quickly. And I have had numerous constituents who are not maybe the healthiest or have significant underlying conditions. Once they've been given this injection of monoclonal antibodies, they've recovered in record time. It's certainly it's a preferable course of treatment to what the hospital is doing right now, and they're going in, putting them on BiPAPs and ventilators. That's not working. Monoclonal antibodies do, and I'm trying to get people drugs that actually work.
Yeah. You know, I had a dear friend of mine. I spoke with him the other day on the phone, Senator. I'd seen a post on social media that his daughter had made. Had no idea he had been sick, and this post was a photo of he and his daughter sitting in a clinic receiving the monoclonal antibodies that you're speaking of. And I reached out to him, and he's a retired but a minister, and recently he has had to lead two different funeral services. He's been vaccinated. But after these two funeral services, he started having some symptoms. He was tested positive. Both his daughter was tested positive as well. He was fortunate enough to be able to get the monoclonal antibodies treatment. He said it was just like a bad cold. And he credits this to keeping him at home, keeping him out of the hospital and from serious illness. And that's what we need to know. And our listeners need to know that there's opportunities like this. Now, let's talk about, since your letter and since DHEC and the governor have gotten on board with this, tell me, do you feel good about the availability of these treatments?
Well, Joy, I feel good about South Carolina's availability from a clinic standpoint, but now Washington has decided to try to play politics with it. So this is our next fight. We have now eclipsed Florida. Everybody, and look, I love Ron DeSantis too, but Ron DeSantis is one of the first governors out there pushing for the expansion of monoclonal antibody injection sites, and Florida was leading the nation for a long time. We now, unless something's changed in the last week, we now have more sites to have this injection in South Carolina than they do in Florida, and that's a really encouraging thing. But Washington has decided that, well, South Carolina's vaccination rate's not high enough, and that's contributing to the cases that are being manifest in that state. So they're trying to scale back availability and control it through the Department of Health and Human Services. So literally, and I want to be clear about this, I'm not a person that's out there tossing unnecessary political grenades and stuff, but this administration is literally willing to let people go to the hospital and or die because they don't like that our vaccination rate's not high enough, and they're trying to avoid sending this availability here. They say that they can't get it, but we've spoken to people who are representatives of the company and direct drug manufacturers. They say there's no problem with supply, the monoclonal antibodies, and there's plenty of supply being produced. But DHHS is literally trying to act as a choke point to states like ours. So that answer, that's a long answer to it, but we have plenty of sites. You can get it. Typically, because of the availability issues out of D.C., we're having this 48 to 72-hour delay for people to get it. So if you get sick, you need to go immediately and find a clinic. You can do that at Josh Grimmel for Senate on Facebook. I posted up the graphic. I'll text it to you, Joey, so you can post it up.
Sure.
It shows all the names of clinics all over the state where you can go get the treatment. And we're trying to find a way to go direct to the manufacturer instead of playing political games with Washington and procure this life-saving drug for South Carolinians.
Yep. On our guest line this morning, South Carolina Senator Josh Kimbrell, we're talking about the availability of monoclonal antibodies. You know, Senator, just Monday, Texas Governor Greg Abbott said that his state's going to do just like Florida and just like you're saying that you guys are working on and bypassing the Biden administration is going straight to the source. I mean, when will we be able to do that, and when do you feel comfortable that we'll have the supply that we need?
Well, we're working on it now, and I'm hopeful that we can secure direct lines of supply from the manufacturer within the next, my hope would be within the next week or two, we can get some kind of traction on that.
Yeah.
Although, of course, the political games, you never know. But I want to be clear, in spite of this problem, and it is a problem, okay, I mean, there's no question it's being politicized, but we are still making it available. So if you're a critical individual, we can still help you. And I want to make sure we're clear of that to listeners. Then don't go if you've got the sniffles, okay? I mean,
right.
If somebody's got the COVID virus and they've got the sniffles and you can't taste their cheeseburger, I mean, I had the virus. It's not fun, and not tasting your cheeseburger is bad. But if you're not down to the low 80s in oxygen and you're not struggling to live, please don't go get in line and take away this treatment
right.
from somebody who needs it. But if you have diabetes or hypertension, serious high blood pressure problems, or you feel like you are at high risk and may very well be hospitalized or die, go get it. And we'll again, I'll send you the graphic. You can post up at your website. You can go to Josh Kimbrell for Senate on Facebook. There's a listing of clinics available. But I just got to be honest. I think this is the preferable course of treatment to going to what the hospitals are doing right now. They're just taking you in and sending you back. And in many cases, people end up on ventilators. And sadly, once people end up on a ventilator, I've heard very few examples of people coming off of those. But
yeah.
I've heard a resounding success rate with monoclonal antibodies.
Yeah. So I think, Senator Kimbrell, what you're saying is we just need people to be aware that this is available. If you test positive and you start having certain symptoms, you need to be working closely with your primary care physician, and know what your options are. Know which clinic you would go to in the event that you get to that point. Because again, you need to do this like in the first 10 days, right?
Yeah, you've got the first 10 days to do it. After that, its effectiveness is dramatically decreased, and you do need a referral from a doctor.
Yeah.
Typically now. We've been able to secure slots for some people who are unable to go to a doctor. They're already so sick. So here's what I'm going to do. And I'm, you know, please don't abuse the treatment itself. If you're a person that's not critical, don't go get the treatment and don't do what I'm about to tell you
right.
to do unless you're also critical. But if you can't get a referral or you got a family member and you feel like you're knocking, they're getting close to no return here and you can't get help, you can email my office. And I prefer the email because we just have such a volume and we're trying to triage it. It's Josh Kimbrell, so just my name, Josh, KIMBRELL, at scsenate.gov. And then I'm sure you can email your local senator, too, but my office is working closely on all this. So if you've got a critical case and you can't get a doctor to refer you, then email Josh Kimbrell at scsenate.gov. Tell us what's going on. We'll try to help.
Yep. And, Senator, if you would, just please, I've got a lot of people on our text line asking for that information. If you would, just forward that to me. We'll make sure and put it on our website and our social media sites as well, directing them to you so they can easily find you. This is important information. People need to know about it because look, you look at the numbers DHEC on their website, and this was September the 1st, more than 16,000 COVID-19 patients in South Carolina have been treated with monoclonal antibodies. It's estimated that the treatment has prevented nearly 2,000 hospitalizations, possibly 200 deaths. This is important stuff, and we gotta stay on top of it. Senator, thank you for what you do. Thanks for your work on this. I'll look forward to that information so we can get it posted, and we'll talk again soon.
Yes, sir. You'll have it shortly, and I appreciate you getting the word out.
Sure thing. Senator Josh Kimbrell, representing Spartanburg in the South Carolina Senate.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.